10C, Exercise 2, page 86.
Hi, Damien.
Hi, Penny. I haven't seen you in the office for quite a while.
No, I've been out and about with clients.
So, how are things going in your department?
They're going great, thanks. Actually, I recently got a promotion, so I'm in charge of a small team now. I guess all that hard work to get my degree paid off in the end.
That's fantastic. But then you always worked hard at university. You always got top marks.
I suppose so. But I sometimes regret that I didn't have more fun while I was there.
Like me, you mean? I was the other extreme. I got so involved in the uni social life in my first year that I completely neglected my studies.
And I remember you were involved in the students' union too. You used to sit up all night editing articles for their magazine.
That's right, and then I'd fall asleep next morning in the lectures.
And I'd have to lend you my notes. Still, you graduated in the end, and now you've landed a pretty decent job.
It's true, I'm doing quite well in accounts. But I've learned most of what I know on the job.
Yes, but you've got to admit that having a degree gives you good background knowledge.
Yes, there's no denying that. Speaking of university, do you know what happened to that guy, Greg Baxter?
He was in our year, wasn't he?
Yes, he was studying history and then dropped out in his final year. I wondered if you'd ever bumped into him.
No, I'm afraid not. But I hear he's done very well for himself as a chef. I believe he works in a posh hotel in London.
I've often fancied myself as a chef. Everyone enjoys my food, so sometimes I think I should have studied cooking, not figures.
Well, I think you make a perfectly good accountant.
Thank you, Penny.